Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blackhawks prepare for a pair of divisional games with Minnesota, and the Wild see this scenario as a back-to-back setup as a huge opportunity to gain crucial points. Hawks are now in position where they'll need to claw their way back into playoff contention, and I can't think of a better way to do it than to pick up two wins on this weekend against a division rival. Drop of the puck at center ice, and Lafferty wins the draw back into the Hawks zone to Seth Jones. Passing up the right wing, Ryan Carpenter, center ice. He'll stick it ahead to Mike Hartman, who tips the puck down to the right wing corner in the Wild zone. Here's Kalen Addison down the left wing to the corner. Put the puck in front of the Hawk net. Foligno shoots and scores. And the Wild take a 1-0 lead, 2:58 into the hockey game. Kalen Addison, with a heads-up play, took the puck just inside the Hawk blue line and worked it down to the corner. And just fed it into the goal mouth. There was Foligno to tap it home. 1-0 Wild. As the puck is spun in on Fleury from the slot by Kaprizov. Now Kaprizov again with a puck. Send it in front. Hartman shoots. Oh, it hit the rebound. Hit the goal post and it went in. They score. Hartman shot it off the underneath side of the crossbar and that ricocheted down to the ice. Gonna have a scrap. It's Riley Stillman and Brandon Duhaime. These two guys can throw. Duhaime's got Stillman off balance, and Stillman fires back with a couple of right hands and an uppercut. Then they become entangled. Duhaime throwing a right hand and then takes a couple of right hands from Stillman and goes down. Now we got another scrap. It's gonna be Entwistle battling there with the Wild's Connor Dewar. They battle up the Hawk blue line, firing right hands at one another. Entwistle comes up with an uppercut and then a right hand, and then they twist down to the ice with Dewar on top. Firing from the high slot, blocked by Kubalik. Here's Hartman firing from the right circle. He shoots and scores. So Ryan Hartman from out in West Dundee fires this one along the ice, and it looked like it deflected off some portion of Fleury's pads and into the back of the net. The Wild now lead 3-0. And the puck ends over the left point. Foligno got it over to Addison. He fires. He scores. Mikaelin Addison ripped that one from near the right point, and this goes past Fleury pretty cleanly. It's now 4-0 Wild with 7:55 left in period number two. We get a second look at that goal, and Fleury was screened on the shot. The defenseman here now is Kulikov behind the net. Put it away to the right wing. Boards Fiala sent it across, and a slap shot from the near circle by Duhaime ends up in behind Lankinen, and they score. It's now 5-0 in favor of the Wild with 3:34 left in period number two. To Hagel, the Kane over the Wild line down the left wing. Put it to the slot. Strome shoots and scores. So no shutout tonight. Dylan Strome takes a pass from Patrick Kane, and only a player like Patrick Kane could make that kind of maneuver in that kind of a situation. A pinpoint pass onto the stick of Strome, who fires it past Kapanen. It's 5-1 Minnesota. 5-1, the Minnesota Wild beat the Hawks here tonight. These two teams will get together again in 24 hours up in the land of 10,000 lakes, but this meeting goes to the Wild. 5-1 the final score.